May the Lord truly help us to be like Paul, to be emptied of self so that we can be filled with Christ. And then we have a message to share. Because then it's not going to be us. It's not going to be about us. It's not going to be, you know, some of these groups that was mentioned, these cults. You ever notice one of the very major ingredients about a cult is not only do they have a message, but if you don't join them, you're lost. You have to join them. And that's another danger. Now, may the Lord keep us from thinking you have to join us to be saved. No, you have to trust in Christ to be saved. You have to put your faith and trust in Him alone and His finished work on the cross. Believing the blood that He shed was shed for you. That's how you're saved. Not joining a group of believers. That's not how you're saved. And so it's really marvelous that Paul led saints, led sinners to believe on the Lord Jesus, that they would be saints then, saints by calling, and that they would be then led into the truth of what His ministry contained, the truth of gathering unto the name of the Lord Jesus. This was part of Paul's wonderful teaching, to bring those who had believed to understand the truth of gathering to His name alone and no other name. Because just like there's no other name under heaven by given among men whereby we must be saved, there's no other name for saints to gather to. If His name is sufficient to be saved, and the only one that, by which we can be saved, then His name alone is the one that we should gather unto. And so thank the Lord that we have here hearts exercised. But young people, some young people are at the point of drift in their life. I was there once, but I wasn't saved when I was that young. So I don't know exactly what they're going through. But, you know, if you're at that point where you're drifting between, well, should I stay among those who claim to gather unto the name of the Lord Jesus or not? The other places have better music. They probably do. They have big bands, great sound systems. They have a lot of big ministries, very flamboyant, some of them very high dollar. And yet, what are we gathering for? I think Paul would lead us to understand we're gathering around a person, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. We're gathering unto his name to represent him. He's rejected here. We should not seek to gather unto with gatherings that really think that we're going to stay here a long time. In other words, we have it. We're very rich. We're increased with goods. This is the mentality of our day in which we live. But Paul would seek to show us that the glorious gospel of Christ, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, is there. It's in the face of Jesus Christ. And therefore, unto his name and his name alone, we should gather. So as you consider those things, young folks, as you consider where should I be? Who should I be associated with? Remember, there's only one name. God only has one man. And that man who is exalted and glorified at his right hand is that only man and that only name unto whom we should gather. And so it's really marvelous to see this, as he says in verse 6, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. So the fact that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior wasn't because of your intellect. It wasn't because you're pretty sharp. You figured it out. It's because God shined in your heart. Paul says in Hebrews, after that ye were illuminated. It was God who did this work. You know, some simple vessel tells you about Christ, whether it's in a tract or whether it's on the street or whether it's at a meeting and a message is heard. You hear about Christ and inside you're convicted and you say, I know I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. When that happens, it's God. It was God who did this. God was at work in your soul to illuminate your soul. And this is a truly remarkable thing. We should be truly worshipers as a result of this. This is a fabulous thing that God has done. So he says, the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give what? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It's interesting, says light and knowledge. This is often what the colleges like to put up. The Quakers have this as one of their logos about light. They think there's light in everyone. You just have to look for it, the light of God. No, it's only when God enlightens us, illuminates us, is there any light in us. Before we were darkness, and only darkness. But he's done this for his glory. And so the glory of God is presently shining in the face of his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. And Paul says, we have this treasure. This is a treasure. Do we value it as a treasure? Do we value the fact that I was formerly darkness, but now light in the Lord, and this rich treasure of himself, and the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, this knowledge is in you as a believer. That should cause us to rejoice. That's a treasure. That is God's treasure. Paul says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Why? So that the excellency of the power would be of God and not of us. Marvelous result. And it, may it be so in our lives. May it be the reality of our experience as we leave here, as we go out into the world and deal with these things we've heard about, where there's a knowledge of everything else and thoughts and reasonings of everything else. We have the knowledge of the glory of God. What more could there be? You're complete in Christ. We have everything in the Lord Jesus. May we take him out as our message. So he is our Savior. He is our gathering center. He's the head over all things to the assembly. He's our treasure. He's our all in all. There's nothing else. And so ultimately, when we leave this scene, where will we go? We'll go to the Father's house. What will we be like? Christ. He's going to transform these bodies of humiliation and fashion them like unto his own body of glory. Everything in eternity will be like him. Everything that God will ever do will be like Christ. So may we have this desire to bear this marvelous treasure as we go out. And just think, as you leave, there might be souls that you pass by, thousands of souls. You travel, and you walk, and you go to stores. Some have never heard this. Some have never heard this wonderful message of Christ. May the Lord give us grace also to be not only here at a conference to bring the gospel, but the Lord enable us to share him with others when we leave here. We might be at the very last few minutes, not just of a conference, but of our time on this earth. May we be faithful to serve and be spent, and to be willing to be identified with him in every aspect of our lives today. He is rejected, but we are accepted in the beloved. One day we will leave here, and the world will have to face that same Lord as their judge. But now they have the opportunity to hear about him as a Savior who loves us. He's given himself for us. May we have the courage and the grace to be soldiers, to take up the arms of our warfare for the glory of God. Amen.